You remember the story of Jesus? He was in a desert place. I know y'all remember because we just talked about it. And he told the people, told his disciples to feed the people. Said, "What?" And said, "Well, we own 200 penny worth." I believe what he said is not sufficient to buy enough food for these people. And as a matter of fact, the only thing we can find is what? A lad with two fish and five loaves of bread. That's all he could find. That's all we could find in that large crowd. You can't imagine 5,000 men beside women and children. Only thing they could find was a lad with two fish and five loaves of bread. That's all he could find. But see, Jesus, when you know like Jesus knew, when you get to know like he knows, then you can respond like he responds. Can I talk to you about wisdom here a minute? See, wisdom don't get nervous. And wisdom don't flinch or do anything like that. Because when I get to it, I'm going to make this statement. When I get to it, you'll see it. Because when you already know what you know, and you know that you know what you know, then you know how to do what you know, then you know what you do will do what you know you said it would do, then what you gonna flinch about? All right. So, he didn't say, "I want a couple of people. I want a couple of people to see." He said, "I want all men to see." What is the fellowship? What is their part of this mystery, this secret? Which from the beginning of the world, what? Has been hid in God, who created all things, how? By Christ Jesus, or Jesus Christ. All right, let's go back to 1 Corinthians 2:7. That's where we were. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, right? Even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. All right. I'm going to read it again. Which God ordained for our glory. Which God ordained for our glory. This hidden wisdom. Now watch this. We are looking at 1 Corinthians 2:8. Give me Ephesians. You're going to get this. Give me Ephesians 1:3. I really want to get verse 4. Forgive me. Let's start at verse 3. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all what? Spiritual blessing where? In heavenly places in Christ. Give me verse 4. According as he has what? Chosen us where? When did he choose us? That we should be holy and without blame before him in love. See, you were chosen to operate in this wisdom before he made the world. And before there was a world, there was no you. But you were chosen in him, in Jesus. And Jesus is your wisdom. All right? So let's go back to verse 7 of 1 Corinthians 2:7. But we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before our glory. We speak what? We speak the wisdom of God in a mystery which God ordained for our glory. Come on, you lead me too fast. All right. Which we speak the wisdom of God in a mystery, even the hidden wisdom which God ordained before the world unto our glory. Who? What did he do? He ordained this to us for our glory. All right. All right, let me go on. Give me the next verse. Which none of the princes of this world knew. For had they known it, they would not have crucified the Lord of glory. All right? All right, let me talk to you a minute, because I'm going to read some other things. Let me talk to you a minute. If Satan had known, so his aim and what he knew, what he thought he had a grip on, what he thought he had control of, and when he saw the moment, opportunity, he seized the moment. But he didn't know that it was going to destroy him. He didn't know that. Okay? He didn't know when he crucified Jesus, you were going to become just like that one that was resurrected from the dead. I mean, not kind of like him, just like him. Can I give you a scripture? You think you're kind of mature enough to take this scripture? Give me 1 John 4:17. See, he didn't know this, that you were going to be just like the one. He look what it says. And it really takes a mature saint to, somebody got a little mature, because most people read over, they don't pay it much attention. Here is our love is what? Made perfect. Perfect. Why? That we may have what? Boldness when? In the day of judgment. Because see, Satan don't accuse you. Because what? As he is, so are we where? No, when we get to heaven, y'all. No, when we get to heaven. Huh? So are we where? That's why he, if he had known it, he never would have crucified Jesus, because you have become just like the one he crucified. Now the one he crucified is resurrected, and you join him in resurrection. And he is your resurrected wisdom. He said, now what is wisdom? Let me give you just a simple definition, then we may elaborate on it some more later on. Wisdom is the ability to deal wisely in the affairs of life. Hallelujah. Y'all ready for this? You know why people, I'm going to talk about this area. This is not the only one, but I'm going to talk about it just a little bit. You know why people shack up and won't marry? Because they don't have the wisdom of God. They wouldn't run their lives like that if they had the wisdom of God. See, wisdom will give you the ability to let you know, if I live that kind of life, that's a destructive life. It look good, sound good, feel good at first. But if you wreck yourself and bring stuff on you that you can't talk to God about for direction, what to do to get out of it, because you're not hooked up with God. But if you will hook up with God and say, here I am, Jesus, what the song they just got through saying, Jesus, you are Lord. You are Lord. Huh? And when he become Lord, he's a wisdom. And you'll be able to say, no, I'm not hooking up with that kind of stuff. But if you can't marry me, don't you be talking to me. Ain't no skirt going up for you. No, I'm not going to say that. I'll start to say something. I'm not going to say that.